We are right here at Nyokron Cultural Center for the Made in South Sudan exhibition, and I'm just moving towards the producers of the locally produced goods. They share with us their experience in the businesses that they are doing.
My name is Sarah Sibrino Frajella, the CEO and the founder for Ranika South Sudan, or we call it Ranika Company Limited. We found out about shea butter, one of the best oils in the world, and it turned out that the area of East Africa has quite a good quality, and we decided to start finding out how we can make products for our hair and for our bodies. We found out that the few things that people didn't like about shea butter was the scent, and so we started to combine different oils together to make a more wholesome product. Shea butter is really great, but the other oils are also good, and they can work to make a perfect oil. Anyway, the thing that this exhibition has made me see, has made me realize, is that we actually have the potential to supply ourselves of all these things. I mean, look around. You have liquid soap for washing. You have liquid soap for cleaning your house. You have cookies for desserts. You have the associations of women that make very beautiful shoes. They made them, not they imported them from somewhere. And you have honey, which is deliciously packaged, peanut butter. I mean, what I see is that we can survive and we can make it, but we can't make it on our own. We need our people to believe that what we make here is just as good or even better than what we would import from outside. They need to start trusting that we can do things. I mean, even people outside there, they don't have extra wings or they have magic hands, nothing. And I know that even some of our businesses here export to the international market. If the international market can accept our products, why can't we, the locals of South Sudan, accept the products that we make?
My name is Arab Yusuf. We are South Sudanese. We produce multipurpose liquor soap. This is made in South Sudan. We are buying materials from outside, and we are producing it here in South Sudan. We are selling it in cheap price also in the market. So we are proud that we are producing liquid soap in South Sudan, so that people of South Sudan should also at least feel that they have things in South Sudan. Because things from outside, they are buying it with dollar. People are crying because of dollars.
How do you see the taxes?
I think taxes is too much. I don't think about taxes because we are not the one who are bringing these things here. We are only producing.
Thank you very much. I'm by name Hanan Sebit. I'm running a small business. I'm selling honey.
You know, when you have idea, if somebody there to pay for it, because doing a business, you need a profit. So I think will be better. And the second thing, you know, I started the honey by when I went to Western Equatoria, our former state, Western Equatoria, and from there, in Meridi, I brought honey. That's pure, pure natural honey. Our country is blessed. I came with it, so it was sold by another company called Makaya Company. They bought my honey, and also they export it to East Africa, to Kenya. So I was happy. And the second thing now, there is a challenge, because as our country now is facing a lot of issues, one of the issues is, you know, there is no stability in the country, so the road is not accessible at the moment, the issue of insecurity. So to travel from now up to Meridi or to Yambio or other just part of Western Equatoria State is a challenge. Now, this honey I brought, I was sent to me through the, you know, plane. So at the airport, they were charging like 1 kilo, 150. So it's costly. So I would like to say, let us join our hands together by working hard so that our country will have stability and also will have peace and security. When there is security, I think business will be better. As you know, the team of this met in South Sudan.
You talked of taxes being high. What can you tell the government so that businesses like yours, the local businesses, can grow?
Okay, I would like to say, you know, my message to the government, that I know now there is national dialogue, but let them try to work for peace, so that when I think the road is open, there is security. Even through road, maybe you will go and bring your things safely, and even the taxes, let them reduce it. Let us think about sustainable development. We have a lot of things. We have resources, but how to utilize it, this is the problem. If government can really look
look beyond that, we leave our differences and we work for the world, for the country. We should have a like nationalism, let me encourage, for all of us.
How can you assure the people of South Sudan that your products would satisfy them and they will not depend on products from outside?
I would like to say to the people of South Sudan, actually to start something, there is a lot of challenges. But I would like to say, if we work hard, like me, I'm a hard-working woman, and I would like to make my, you know, to do my best to achieve my dreams. I have a lot of dreams, so I would like to say, in such business like this, if the country is stable, I think this is small company of honey, I will make it to expand, not honey alone. I have a lot of things, like I'm planning even for the factory of mango juice in my Western Equatorial State.